Welcome back to A Slice of Life Hour here on 938 Live. I'm Eugene Lowe, and we're talking about finding your true voice and really maximizing the potential of using your voice in order to find peace of mind and also improve your self-confidence. We have Cynthia Jai, who is a voice coach, a trainer, and a speaker. More info at connectingtosuccess.com. And this voice coaching thing is the bulk of the work that you do, Cynthia. Yes. So tell us, who are some of your, you know, clients?
Okay, my clients include managers, executives, and some professionals.
How do you, share with us actually why we should be, why this is so essential to think about?
Okay, many people, they have this wrong perception about voice, that they think, oh, voice training or coaching is about how to sound good.
Yeah, the quality or the timbre of the voice. Yeah.
All they say is only about working on the tonality, but it's actually not. Because voice is actually working on open up your body system. As I mentioned, the way people produce their voice is wrong. So open up your body system. When you open up your body, you will open up your mind.
And how do you, what are the first steps to doing that?
Yeah, first one is working on your body, which is to relax all the tensions, all the muscles. So to release the tensions. Because as I mentioned, because of the stress, we have tensions in our muscles. And all those stresses stored in us in the form of muscle tension.
So how do we relax ourselves then? Do you have specific tips or techniques that you use with your clients?
I have a series of exercises you can do, which, because it's in the radio, I don't think people can see it. Yeah.
Maybe you can describe it a little bit.
Okay. One of the exercises they can do is to stand on their bare foot. Stand on their bare foot and then feel the whole foot is touching the ground. That will help you to ground yourself. And then you slowly bend down and from the head to the waist and slowly bend down. And when you bend down yourself, you feel loose. And also to loosen up the back of the neck, the back. And then just dangling there. And after that, you slowly come up. So this will help you to relax the muscles, the tension at the back of your neck and also the back. Because most people, they cannot produce their voice very well and they have tension at the back and the neck. So this will help.
And also problems with breathing, I suppose.
Yes.
So that, that relaxation exercise will help you, your breathing to become more natural, not so strenuous.
It lays the foundation for the breathing.
Yeah.
So relaxation is the first step. And the second step is breathing. So if you can breathe correctly with the support of your diaphragm, you will relax yourself and you will also become very focused and become very present in whatever you do.
Okay. So that's an exercise that you can
breathing.
Do every day.
Yes, you can. Actually, there's one exercise I recommend to my clients as well as participants. This exercise is very handy. You can do it anytime, anywhere. Now, what you can do is you just open your mouth slightly and breathe in with the sound ha. So, for example, you breathe in. You hear the sound. And then breathe out through your mouth as well. So the thing you need to take note is you need to use an open mouth.
Okay. But this is not fully open. You're talking about just a very slight gap, is it?
Yeah. Because most of my clients and participants, they say, am I going to become a mouth breather? So I told them, no.
Yeah.
You just use a slightly open mouth will do. It will help you to relax your mind and also relax your body as well as actually help your health level go up.
And more on Cynthia at connectingtosuccess.com. Cynthia is a voice coach, trainer, and speaker. Cynthia, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your experience and insights with us today.
Thank you for having me.